How do you get signals from the soul?
Now this is the very interesting issue actually. Now let us concentrate on that question. There is a difference between life and mind. That there is a difference between body and life is more easily known. The body is what we see very physically. And vital or the life is that which consists of desires, impulses, ambitions, various kinds of longings, attractions, repulsions. So there is a marked difference between the body and the life that is very easily discernible. But the difference between life and mind is not so easily discernible, because we don't use terminology sufficiently clear to understand this difference. For example, when I desire something, it may be equated with mental desire. Attractions may be called mental attractions. So there is an intermixture between life and mind. We don't very much distinguish between the two. So to make a clear distinction between the two, we must say that the power of conception is distinctly mental. The vital cannot conceive. The vital can desire, can feel, can sympathize, can be moved by longings, but it does not conceive. The power of conception. Now what is the power of conception? How do we know that this is called conception? Now conceptions are of three levels. Conceptions of things, that is the lowest level of conceptions. The second level of conception is conception of conception. What you are now doing, the activity in which you are now involved, is really of the second level. We are trying to ask, what is conception? So conception of conception is the middle level. And the third is the highest level of conception, where we reach a point where we say, this is beyond conception. We strain to conceive something, and when we say it is beyond that effort, however much you try to conceive, you can't conceive at all. Now, conceptions of things are very easy. We know everything, conception of a table, of a chair, of a museum, of a building, various kinds of physical objects which are seen by us, and we have concepts of them. We have images of them, images of words attached to them, and these words and images help us in conceiving these things. Although the conception is not equal to word, it's not equal to image. It is still subtler than that, but we build up concepts by the help of images and words. In the second level, we have a several cluster of ideas of which we become aware. And I'll now mention some of those ideas, and as soon as they are mentioned, you will recognize them. The idea of the universal. None of us has seen the universal physically. When we speak of universal, actually there is nothing corresponding to, and no image is there. At the most you have an image of the sky touching the horizon at the earth point. Some kind of image of that kind in which everything is included. But surely that is not universal, because we know that as you go near the horizon, again the horizon expands. So the universal is something still greater than that. It is not something which is enclosed, enclosing itself at the horizon. It's something much vaster. Now the concept of universal is the second degree of concept, second level of conceiving. When I try to conceive the universal and think about universal, I am engaged in the second level of activity of the concept. Then the concept of essence. This is the word we use very often, but you will see that you have never physically seen essence. When you say, what is the essence of the matter? What is essentially true? We have a general idea of essence in the sense that as soon as you grasp the essence, everything becomes clear with regard to that object. This much we know. But essence as such, we have no physical experience of it. And yet we understand it. So the understanding of an idea without any base in the physical is the real concept. It's a real mental idea. That is how mind is different from everything else. Mind is truly mind when it can conceive concepts without any physical base. That is the essentiality of the mind. Infinity is another concept. Once again, like universal, infinity also, nobody has seen infinity. Eternity is another idea, another concept. The concept of all. Now, all is a concept in which you can say that there is a physical image to some extent, in the sense that if I have seen this totality of these objects which are before me, I can say this, all these pieces. So there is some physical image of it. But if I say all the objects of the universe, it is only a concept. Because I have never seen all the objects of the universe put together at one stroke, at one stroke or one stretch. Take for example the concept all cats. We all understand the meaning of all cats. It's not that as if you don't understand, but you have never seen all the cats. There is no physical experience of all cats. And yet you understand the meaning of all cats. Now how do you understand the meaning of all cats? It is by power of mental conception. The mental concept of all is understood directly by the mind without real physical experience. This is the second level of mind, mental activity. The third is which goes beyond conception, which is also a mental activity. But it is that activity in which the mind confesses that I have reached my ultimate vigor and my ultimate strength. I am at my wit's end when I come to that realm. For example, the concept of the transcendent. The concept of all is still conceivable. But that which transcends all there is a faint concept of it but really it is announced by our mind to be ineffable. Ineffable means inexpressible. You can't express it at all. Total silence is a concept. Now my mind to some extent can conceive, but it admits also that what really total silence means, I cannot express it. That's why Upanishad says, mind and words return from that silence. The mind has reached its ultimate height and beyond which it cannot grasp. Similarly, mind also, which is invisible, I can distinguish between desire and concept, of which he spoke just now. And by this distinction I can say that this is mental and this is vital. I can distinguish because of these experiences of my desires on the one hand and my concepts on the other. And I can say all that belongs to desires is vital, all that belongs to concept is mental. But now by what means shall I find out how all this is distinguishable from psychic or the soul?